JBV Mobile.
Kilo 4, JQF, go ahead.
Name's Bill.
Good evening, sir. My name's Brad. I'm up at Table Rock State Park doing a little camping this weekend. How you doing?
Terrific. It's a little cold to be camping. Cold and rainy. That's, I've gone camping in November, but never in January.
Hey, I hear you. Your wife got me a hot tent for Christmas, and I just come up here to check it out. It's doing pretty good so far.
You should take my daughter for a daddy-daughter camping over on Lake Jocassee on the primitive side. We take the boat across and spend a couple nights there.
Oh, man, that sounds fun. That sounds fun. My daughter's 23 now. So she doesn't like to go camping with me as much. But I'm hoping one day I'll have some grandkids to do that.
Those are my oldest. My youngest, my oldest is 21 and married now. The youngest is 17. But when my youngest was younger, she was a little bit, she wasn't scared of getting dirty. Not like my older daughter. My older daughter was a cookie cutter, little, pretty little girl. Loved to dress up, didn't like to get dirty.
Man, I hear that. But I sure miss those days, though. But looking forward to her maybe give me some grandkids one day, and we'll start all over. You know how it is.
I do miss it. I do.
Right on. So you traveling tonight?
Get my wife something to eat. She's been sick for quite a while, 6 years now, so... That's kind of why camp has stopped. I hadn't been camping in, I know, 5 years with my daughter for that very reason. I'm the full-time caretaker. My daughter's over there with her right now, so I'll maybe go get her something to eat.
Oh, man, well, you're a good husband and a good dad. I hate to hear that about your wife. Get her something good to eat. I know she'll enjoy that.
Hit and miss. When she feels like she can eat something, I'm going to go get it.
I hear that. What's she in the mood for tonight for?
Sure, telling you, because you're sitting in a tent and you got to cook over a campfire. If you want something to eat, open a can of beans. I'm going to get some baked spaghetti from Migs.
Oh, man, baked spaghetti sounds good, man. Making my stomach rumble. I'm just doing some Zataran's rice and beans with a little bit of kielbasa sausage cut up in it. Something to keep you warm for tonight.
There's nobody else around, right?
Well, you know, I thought it would be that way, but believe it or not, there's two other campers over, campsites over here going. One's in a camper, a couple's in a tent. They got some music going, so it sounds pretty good out here.
Surprised me when we'd go across to the primitive. I just passed a deer standing on the side of the road. We'd go across to the primitive place on Jocassee, and there was always people camping there. Even in November, usually end of November is when we'd end up going.
Is that right? How about that? Well, I'm from Chapin, so I've got a outside of Columbia, so it's about a two-hour drive up here. Nothing too bad, but I love coming up here. This area is so nice, man, this time of the year. And I checked out the Table Rock Tea Company today. That was pretty neat. We got some tea, and making some hot tea tonight also. Little local place.
I've been to Table Rock. I'm living in Belton now. I mean, you should probably know what Belton is if you live in South Carolina. Most people don't outside of South Carolina. But once I saw Joe Cassie's lake and how clear the water was, I was hooked. If I can get my boat out, that's where I go. Last several years, I pulled out of the barn and get it ready and say, this year I'm going to take it out. And then, you know, I end up putting it right back in the barn.
I know, I hear you. It's always a chore. But maybe you can get it out this year, I hope. Take the whole family out. Hopefully the wife's feeling better. She can get out there and enjoy some of that lake time.
It's been on Long Island. So I'm used to saltwater, and this is actually the same boat. It was bought in 1976. And I always took care of it for Dad. And when he decided he couldn't use it anymore. He gave it to me, and it's still, I told the guys when I took it to camping the first time, I said, the boat's old, but it looks like it's new. You guys are going to be surprised. And they're like, yeah, it's a 76, right? When they saw it, they were like, wow, it really does look like it's a newer boat.
76. Man, you have taken care of that thing. That's a classic. What kind is it?
It's an MFG, deep V hull, double hull, and it's got a 70 horse Evinrude on it. The motor's, it's had its power pack problems and all, but it still starts and runs with no problem, and I've got a little Honda 5 horse as an auxiliary hanging on the back in case I have a problem. But that deep V, I've had it out in waves that were eight foot high in the Long Island Sound on a rough day. You lose sight of the shore in between the swells. We didn't stay out there and fish too long that day.
Wow. That's some confidence in that boat there, man. But, yeah, it sounds like it's a good one. I know it does good in Lake Junkanti then, for sure.
My dad, when he went and bought it, he was looking at making sure it was a deep V and it was going to be good for the... It's got a closed-up front end, so, you hit the waves, it crashes over the front, doesn't flood your boat. It's not an open... I guess it's not a bow rider or anything like that.
I got you. Yeah. Man, that sure sounds like a good one. I bet it turned some heads out there on the lake, though. That's for sure.
It's nowhere near top of the line or anything. It's just a 17-foot deep V. I've really enjoyed it, though. When my dad went and got it, it was just him and me a lot in the summertime, but... That kind of slipped away, too. He's still kicking. I got him to move out of New York, finally. Him and my mom, they moved down here. As a matter of fact, I could throw a rock from where I live and hit their house. I went and looked at it, and they said, it's time to move. I went and found some property, found him a house, renovated the house for him before they moved down. And they've been down here for about 7 years now.
Wow. I know they were enjoying moving down here, being closer to you guys and the grandkids and everything. Man, that sounds like a good plan there.
New York was just getting to the point where they couldn't do anything. They're being taxed out of everything. And if they sold the property they had since the early 50s, mom and dad have been married, golly, 68, 69 years now. When they sold that property, it's like 3/4 of an acre. And, you know, 3/4 of an acre on Long Island, it sold for what you'd sell 25, 30 acres here for, you know?
Yeah, man, I bet it did. Well, good for them, man. 68, 69 years, that's a blessing right there. Holy moly. I hope I make it that far.
Dad, this is something else. Dad had a drinking problem for a good bit of his life, but Mom stuck with him. He's been dry for, I guess, coming up on 40 years now.
Wow, good for him. Good for her for sticking with him. That's awesome right there. I know you're proud to have them close to you. I know you are.
Best in that sense. Yeah, I sure am.
Good deal. Well, I tell you what, man, I'm going to take me some tea here that I got from the local tea company, and now we'll turn it in for the night, man. It's supposed to be nice weather tomorrow out here. I'll probably go hike up to the top of Table Rock, have a little lunch, enjoy the view. So beautiful up here.
You coming back to me on that. I enjoyed talking to you.
All right. Y'all enjoy that spaghetti dinner tonight, that Italian dinner tonight, man. I'll be thinking about that. And great talking to you, and safe travels out there tonight. Be careful.
Blessed night. This is KO4JPB. I'll clear on your final. 73s.
Yeah, 73 to you too, my friend. KO4JQF. I'm out.
For SKD, anybody listening? For SKD, clear.